This week in nerdy news, this is LTNN. WB has released the official synopsis for James Gunn's The Suicide Squad. The film will follow DC Comics supervillains to the enemy-infused island of Corto Maltese, where Task Force X will have a dangerous search-and-destroy mission. Suicide Squad will premiere on August 6, 2021. I'm hopeful. I didn't hate the first one. It just wasn't great, you know? But this could be good. This could be great. Ewan McGregor confirmed that the Obi-Wan Kenobi series for Disney Plus is set to begin filming this spring in Los Angeles. Other than that, we know very little about the show. We do know that Hayden Christensen will be back to reprise his role as Anakin Skywalker, which raises a whole lot of questions as to when this series will be set. Will this be Darth Vader Anakin? Will it be pre-lava fight Anakin? Who knows? But I'm here for it. I'm here for it. The CW has renewed officially three more of its DC Comics series. Legends of Tomorrow, The Flash, and Batwoman will be coming back for another season. All three of these shows, of course, on the CW. You know, The Flash is solid. Legends of Tomorrow has had its ups and downs, but ultimately has been good. Batwoman, though, I think might be jumping the gun. We got a whole brand new character. We're barely a few episodes into this season with her. But that might just be telling the tale of how much they actually believe in this new actress and the direction of the show. So I'm hopeful. Let's all be hopeful. Marvel has released an official trailer for Marvel's Behind the Mask. The show will explore the inspiration behind Marvel's greatest heroes and how these stories represent humanity and identity in groundbreaking ways. Marvel's Behind the Mask premieres on Disney Plus on February 12th. Sega made a big announcement recently. Total War Warhammer 3 is officially on its way from Creative Assembly and Games Workshop. Said to be the epic culmination of the Total War Warhammer trilogy, players will shape the conflict to come between the lands of the East and realms of chaos with each choice they make. In the game, players will be able to choose from a number of factions, including two brand new ones making their video game debut. Embarking on a new grand campaign, you'll be tasked with saving or exploiting the power of a dying god. Each race offers a unique journey through the nightmarish chaos realm, culminating in an endgame that will determine the fate of the world. That was This Week in Nerdy News. I'm Radio Matt, and this is LTNN.